slide.
All right, y'all. This is Dr. D with the Boom Factor coming to you live with the U-Haul. This, you know, observe and report, right? But this the goal. Yeah. Like, not that. You know, even if a situation look bad, you guys, God always work things out. And I never could understand that scripture when they say all things work together for good to them that are called by God. You know, so if you are called by God, you are chosen. Well, many are called, but few are chosen. You could be called and chosen, but a lot of people don't accept the call. You know what I'm saying? And once you accept that call, that's where the fight come in at. And yeah, my heart was saddened, but during this situation with my daughter, this is the motto, you know. And I'm proud of her. And in the midst of her obeying God for everybody to be safe, God can open up so many doors within a week for this child till I can just like, and I rolled the window down and say, this you, baby girl, you know, this you. And so I want to just pass that on to you guys in the Christian world, in the faith-based world, in the secular world, whatever world that you are dwelling in. And I know we're in the earth world, but I'm talking about your own zen, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about the atmosphere that you set for yourself. Okay, you gotta make your life. You can't wait for somebody else to create a life for you guys. It's not gonna happen, cause we're already dealing with life. We're already dealing with stuff, you guys. You know, this is like hard. And I'm not even gonna say it's hard, but it's heartbreaking. But in the midst of it, we got to go forward, you know. And just seeing my daughter just handling this whole situation, you know what I'm saying? God is on her side. And he's showing her that, hey, you're going to make it. You're going to have the best life. You know, don't make no sudden movements. Just right now, you got to concentrate on you and your baby. You know, and the other person got to concentrate on him. And it just is what it is, you know. And if we begin to start valuing one another and appreciate each other and stop letting people in your life, you guys. People don't know you. They think they know you. They don't know nothing about you. People that think they know me don't know nothing about me. A person knew me for all these years, and they said they listened to one of my programs and had to cry and repent. And they say they remember that time. And they say they can't even remember me even looking like I was going through what I was going through when they heard my program. I say, yeah. I say a lot of people really don't believe that Dr. D went through some stuff. They always thought I was happy-go-lucky. You know, that's why I guess people talked about me or thought I was perpetrating or whatever. But I never carried myself as a victim. I never carried myself as a victim. Always a thriver. Always first a survivor, but not as thriving. You know, even in the midst of hardship, you guys, I always knew it was a higher God. You know what I'm saying? I felt God. I just didn't understand how to communicate with him. You know, and so that caused me to discipline myself. You see what I'm saying? It caused me to evaluate myself, take responsibility of myself. You know, and in the midst of that, I found out a lot of people don't want to take responsibility of themselves. They always want to blame somebody else. Well, if this person didn't do this, I wouldn't have did this here. Well, they had a piece of the factor in the midst of whatever you went through. But at the end of the day, you are the captain of your own ship. Okay? You're the captain of your soul through the help of God. And if you let God in and accept the mediator, which is Jesus, to understand the true walk a life and not be walking dead, but walking alive, then you can be able to see a higher perspective of what's really going on in your life. You know, and my thing right now is, you know, I'm just making sure that she is covered and her body is covered. I know her spiritual man is strength, is straight, you know, but my daughter just came out the hospital and I'd be dog if I let the devil call himself trying to sabotage her with her health, you know. And we women, talking to the women out there now, you know, we get that adrenaline in us and we're going to make it happen. That's why the fellas, y'all don't understand, brothers. I'm talking to y'all brothers now. You know, y'all don't understand and y'all get an attitude with a woman, you know, and tell them, yeah, they think they're independent. They think because they got their job and stuff like that. Well, guess what? This situation right now, my daughter put in for, I ain't going to say all that, but you have to make sure you be able to take care of you and your family, your children. So we got to go and find another job that pay more money. Come on, brothers. You got to look at the whole perspective, all right? You know, you got to make things happen. We can't just be sitting around moaning and groaning, oh, he this, he that, what am I do now? You know, and we wind up on a doggone street, the poorhouse. We got to go and take initiative. We got to step up. So the brothers that's out here on Facebook talking about, yeah, y'all women talking about y'all don't need no man and all this kind of stuff. No, we are forced, the ones that try to do right, we are forced to make sure we got to go get another job or a higher paying job so we can take care of these bills. Who going to take care of the bills? Y'all complaining about you don't want to take care of your children. So who going to take care of it? That's all I'm saying, y'all. Come on. It has to be fair, you guys. You got to look at the whole perspective of life, period, with individuals. And that's all the boom factor is all about. You know what I'm saying? In the midst of everything you're going through, you got to go through it. But you can't sit around and be crying and whining. You can't be sitting around just thinking people just going to do stuff. If you don't see nothing happening, you better make it happen. Or you and your children gonna be starving like Marvin, you know? And so I just want to encourage y'all out there, those that are going through, man, come on, this is a time for a breakthrough. This is a time for that gift and talent to bust through. Come on, you can do it, you can make it. This is the year to have your best life, all right? Slow it down, meditate, get in that word, search things out, get yourself right. Find out who you are. Enjoy you. Like you first. Love you first. All right? And I'm telling you, if you do that, man, you're going to start experiencing some phenomenal things that's going to happen around you, people. Come on, world. Come on, yo, guys. On Spotify, Podbean Radio Public. Come on, Apple, iTunes, Podbean Cashbox. Come on, y'all can do it. Anchor. All those awesome listeners out there, and thank you for voting for the Boom Factor. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to shout out. You got a couple of more days with that too. All right, a couple of more days. Click, click, click. You can vote all day, every day till March 1st, and it'll be through. And I appreciate it. And we'll probably coming to a city near you in the future. All right, you guys. So I just want to share that little motivation. This is Dr. D with the Boom Factor. I'm good. My daughter good. And we going forward. We're going to have the best life, Lord. We're going to have the best life, y'all. But you got to make your life. You can't depend on nobody else. You make your life. You know, and while you building your life, while God is showing you a new road, you're taking a new exit. You was going down one way, but now God is exiting. He say, look, I need you to take this exit now. All right, and that's how our life is. Our life is a highway. Sometimes we got to detour. Sometimes we got to change exits. Sometimes we mix our exits. We got to make a U-turn. Then some exits, we got to get off and get back on. Come on, let's look at it like that, y'all. But do it all, guess what? It's going to be on like Donkey Kong, all right? So let me, on this highway now. Let me get going, because they like speed. Lord have mercy, they flying. I'm telling y'all, my children's like little speed angels. They just gone. They forgetting I'm following them. I'm Momo. I got the baby in the car. But at least I can see her U-Haul. All right? I love you guys. Appreciate you. God bless you, and you can make it, okay? All right. I'm going to holler at y'all later. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.